This goes to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Cecil, C-E-C-I-L, middle initial D like Douglas, Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, date of birth 2/12/1935. Dear Matthew, this is a consultation for Mr. Travis with stage 3A chronic kidney disease. He was seen August 2nd of 2019 with the same kidney function that he currently has, a creatinine of 1.4. He was accompanied by his wife at that time. And he has been feeling fine. He has no symptoms associated with chronic kidney disease other than prostate issues of nocturia up to 3 times per night. He has no urinary difficulties during the day and feels as if he empties his bladder well. He indicates immediately that he would prefer to have us monitor labs only and be seeing you more than a more specialist at this time in his life. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have COPD and has had some new inhalers. He does have runny nose issues, and that has improved with his new nasal inhaler. He has degenerative joint disease that is well controlled and does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema. He does have decreased sensation in his feet from diabetic neuropathy. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease with history of myocardial infarction, benign prostatic hypertrophy, osteoarthritis, diabetic neuropathy, COPD, and allergic rhinitis. Past surgical history, he had a 2-vessel CABG in 2009, cataract removal in 2010, colonoscopies, mandible fracture surgery in 1997, several rib fractures in 2010, and ventral hernia repair in 2011. The patient has never smoked cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, and he's a retired farmer. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes in his mother. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, lovastatin, 40 milligram daily. Metoprolol extended release, 25 milligram daily. Glipizide, 5 milligram twice a day. Symbicort, 164.5, 2 inhalations once daily. Prostate Health, 4 daily. Aspirin, 325 milligram daily. Garlic, 500 milligram daily. Cinnamon, 1,000 milligram daily. Chondroitin with glucosamine, 1,500 milligram twice a day. Fish oil, 2,400 milligram daily. And Atrovent nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril twice a day. Physical exam, height 70 inches, weight 148, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 64, pulse 66, and oxygen saturation 93% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails or wheezes. Abdomen, soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites, no edema in extremities. Toes are cool. They do have a brisk capillary refill. They are slightly bluish because they are so cool. He does have a 2-second capillary refill and 2+ pedal pulses bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 25th of 2023. Creatinine was 1.4, estimated GFR 49, July 19th, 2022, creatinine 1.3, GFR 53, 7/15/2021, creatinine 1.1, GFR greater than 60, October 28, 2019, creatinine 1.4, GFR 49. He has normal calcium, electrolytes, 141 sodium, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 32, albumin 4.3. Hemoglobin A1C is 5.9. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio July 19th, 2022 is 43. And we do have a CBC back in October 28, 2019, with normal white count, normal hemoglobin of 14.4, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression for the last 4 years. We know that the patient has mild microscopic albuminuria, so he has, this might be secondary to diabetic nephropathy. The patient should also continue to have lab studies done every 6 months, as he believes you've been doing. We gave him a copy of our recommended lab studies, and we'd like to check a urinalysis and a CBC with differential every 6 months also. At this time, the patient would prefer not to schedule a follow-up appointment, but to have a PRN appointment availability. We would see him annually if he would agree to do so, but at this point he would like to only be seen if it's required by you. So if you would like him to have a follow-up appointment, you would simply need to call and make the request, and we would get him scheduled. The patient was evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.